Welcome to the session on unified communications and collaboration, otherwise known to us at in IBM. We coined the phrase UC squared. What I'm going to do is take you through really our vision of UC squared, plus we're going to sort of dive a little bit deeper into some of the technology, and we're going to have some demos from Jeff over here. My name is Matt Padden. This is Jeff Cates. I look after a large part of our collaboration portfolio, and Jeff is one of our technical specialists. So, UC squared, unified communications and collaboration. If we start to look at the IBM's vision of this, what actually is it? Well, it's about finding people, connecting with people. So we're finding the right people to have that discussion with, solve that business problem. We're then trying to reach out to them. We're reaching out to them in either the best method or their preferred method. And then it's about collaborating with them. This is obviously a key element to it. And how we want to do that? We want to do that in a unified manner. We want to have a unified experience for that end user. We look at a number of different ways that we can communicate with those people, whether it's a customer, a business partner, or somebody within your own organization. It could be through an email client like Lotus Notes. It could be through a profile or an activity through Lotus Connections. It could be via instant messaging. It could be via a business application or via WebSphere portal. So let's step back and just have a look at some of the business imperatives when we look at unified communications. Obviously, in today's economy, there's a lot of cost cutting going on. People are trying to shave bits off their bottom line. And one element to that is around travel costs. So, of course, unified communication comes into its own when we look at removing travel costs and seeing what other opportunities there are out there to communicate with people. Although we're trying to shave cost off the bottom line, we're also trying to accelerate the business processes. People want faster response. People want better collaboration. That's customers and internally. But also we want to leverage on our existing investment. We don't want to go down the rip and replace and put in a whole new infrastructure. We want to use the video conferencing systems and audio systems that we have in place today. How do we do this? Well, the platform we use is Lotus SameTime. Lotus SameTime is open standards, it's extensible, it's multi-platform. In fact, a third of the SameTime sales in the last 12 months has been, I think Craig mentioned it in the last session, has been for Outlook Exchange users. Scalable, and it's, of course, secure. The real benefits and ROI of UC squared. It's about speeding up the decision-making process, reducing costs, travel costs, supporting distributed teams. Although we're pulling back on travel costs, we still have teams out there, and our customers have teams out there that are distributed across the country, the world, whether they're in a hotel room, at home, whether they're in the office. We really need to be able to connect with them. Plus, accommodating diverse user preferences. Everybody works differently. Everybody has a different user interface. With SameTime, we can accommodate that. Accelerating business processes and, as mentioned earlier, avoiding the rip and replace. Customer momentum. We're seeing SameTime's momentum really accelerate. 30% more customers purchased SameTime in the last year. I mentioned a third were Outlook and Exchange shops, and also we're seeing 60% new sales with SameTime Advanced. So that's our SameTime product with all of the elements attached. So people are really seeing unified communications as a key to the future. When we look ahead to SameTime 8.5 to release later, we're going to be seeing a modernized SameTime online meeting place experience. New SameTime web browsers, simplified UC enablement of business processes and applications, and also improved video quality. We've worked for a long time with some of our device-based partners, such as RIM. We have a very good working relationship with RIM. But also now, and in the future, you'll be seeing a lot more work around the iPhone. This is one area that we are working with Apple extensively at the moment. So, to show a little bit about Same Time, I'm going to pass over to Jeff for a quick demo.
Thanks very much, Matt. Okay, what we're going to see here is I'm going to act as a branch manager, and I have to have a meeting with a couple of my colleagues in the finance team, and we're going to upload a few files already to be used, documents, etc., that we're going to review during the session. I'm also going to record the session because at the time of the meeting, a couple of colleagues may have been unavailable, so they can have a look at it later. And I can also make that session available to external partners should they need to have a look at it. So without further ado. Okay, one of the major benefits of online meetings, as we were just mentioning, are the savings made from reduced travel and telephony costs. And also a major pain point with online meetings has been the associated complexity with getting users into the meeting. Is their browser set up correctly? Will all the functionality work through firewalls, etc.? I'm going to get into the detail of 8.5, but what I'm showing you very quickly here is how quickly you can actually get into a meeting. That was one that just had no password, the files were already uploaded and the participants were logged in. Now, what I want to do is I want to create a meeting. So if we have a look at my Same Time Connect client on the right here, and you can see all the people that are logged in at the moment. That's my group, the Human Resources group. Now, I've got a Same Time Meetings plugin, and my meeting rooms are all listed here. And I can switch, and looking at my calendar, I can see any scheduled meetings that I'm ready to be a member of. And I can switch and have a look at the status of them. And in this case, I can very quickly create a meeting room. That's how quick it would be to just launch a meeting for that meeting. None of the more actions. I can see other options like view the meeting location, etc. If I go back to my meeting rooms, down here, as I mentioned, I want to create a finance meeting. And I'm going to enter the room where I have booked this meeting. And I've password protected this, so that only my colleagues and myself can enter. And as you can see, my colleagues on the left-hand side here have already joined the meeting. We can actually see who they are. And I can adjust the screen resolution as I need. Now, I've got a attachment on my workspace down here on the left. What I want to do with this is I want to bring this into the library so it can be shared by my colleagues. And it'll tell you the upload progress. Now, the original one that I showed you, I'd already uploaded in preparation, but this is what I want to do live. And it's going to convert the slides. I've got some different options there that I can do with that document. And this is a presentation, a Lotus Symphony presentation. And I can also grab that information from Quicker, or I can add it to a Quicker for future reference. I've also got full chat capabilities down here at the bottom. You see my colleagues have joined. I'm just welcoming them all. I can also share other parts. So I can share an application, or I can share my entire screen. That could be useful for your help desk people. So I'm now sharing the application. I see Lee's responded in the bottom corner to the chat. And I've got options here to be able to highlight aspects of the presentation, or I can erase that annotation if I wish. Now, moving through the slides, I can view them with all the different options of the meeting place in front of me. as we can see, or I can go to full screen. And you can see there that the quality is very good. Or I can switch back to fit to screen. Now, raise hand option means that I can communicate with other people in the group to ask a question. And now I'm going to record this segment of the meeting. And I'll be able to store that later for other members who weren't able to attend the meeting to be able to participate and see what we discussed. And as I said, I can also add multiple files in here. So there's my custom presentation. I'm going to share that. And that's how quick it was to add another document that maybe we weren't intending to discuss, but at a last minute we decided to talk about. Now I might change this document, give it a new name. And that's pretty much the end of the meeting for the time being. Now, also we're going to have a look at the web interface. So the new web client will eliminate the need to download any applets or plugins, so no Java is required. So in the meeting interface, which I'm going to log into now, meeting room interface, I'll be able to view all the available meetings that I'm a member of. And I'll have persistent meeting rooms listed there. And if you're familiar with Quicker and Same Time Advanced and Connections, you'll see the user interface is quite similar, so that will assist people from a training perspective. So you can see my rooms are all listed in here. I can create a new meeting room very easily. I've got quite a lot of information there I can add. I can create a password for it if I want to limit access to it. You can also see there that I have the finance meetings, the meeting we were in, that's still running. And I can just click on that and launch, add the room password, submit, and I'll be back in as I was earlier. And as you can see, that was the slide that they were up to. And now this is viewing it via the web interface as opposed to the Connect client, as we were earlier. So it's still got all the same functionality. I'll exit that there. Okay, so why do I like using Meetings 8.5? Well, there was easy access there for all the participants. Now, I was looking through the Connect client, but I also had a look through the web interface. I had all the capabilities there. The library was available for the participants to be able to share the documents that we were creating or working on. I was also able to record that, make it available for further distribution. There is also improved audio and visual capabilities, which we didn't touch on exactly there, but they're included in the 8.5. And you saw the easy reuse of a meeting room. I was able to jump back in there again from the web interface. Okay, Matt.
Thank you, Jeff. Okay, can I ask first how many people in the room actually use Same Time? Okay, great, thanks. And how many use another instant messaging device? Okay, some the same. Right, we've got Lotus Towels here. For answers to a business-relevant question, which is, the Ashes are going to be played later on this year. Who's going to win it?
England, Australia.
Sorry, there was an England down here somewhere. Is it at the back there? There we go.
He'll drop it.
I mentioned earlier about Same Time Open Platform, and I gave a figure of, in the last 12 months, Outlook and Exchange users using... Sorry, who's 30? It didn't say 30. Who said 30%? One third. There was a one third somewhere. I think you got one in the last session, did you? One third? One third. There we go. There's one at the back there as well.
Oh,
wow. How did you do that? Yeah, there you go. Okay, so we're going to touch now on same-time unified telephony. So same-time unified telephony is really about taking existing the telephone infrastructure within your organization and integrating it with your business applications and your desktop. So it's all about call management, intelligent call routing. So now you can be anywhere in the office or anywhere around the world, and if you receive a phone call, it'll tell you actually that your office phone is calling, and you will be able to make a decision about how you want to handle that call, or you can set it to automatically handle it depending on your wants and your needs. It's rich presence, soft phone capabilities. It also delivers rich and consistent and end user experience. It's currently in beta for release midway through this year. So with that very brief overview, I believe Jeff's going to show us a little bit about same-time unified telephony.
Certainly are, yes. Thanks, Matt. Okay. So what we're going to do here, and I'm conscious of time, so we're going to go pretty quickly, is we're going to make a call from the interface, initiate a conference call in addition, check voicemail, and redirect a call to another device. And partway through this little demo, my invisible friend who's sitting next to me, who you can't see anyway, because he's shorter than I, Ron will jump in and start telling us a little bit about it. So there's going to be a bit of whooping that you're going to hear in the background, but it's not us at all. Well, it might be Ralph, but it won't be me. Okay, so I'm in my latest notes here, which we're quite familiar with as we were looking earlier on. And over on the right-hand side here, I've got my plugins, the same-time contacts plugin, and my Cisco voicemail. And what we've done here is we're logged in as Lisa Brown, and we can see that we've got the capability there under the networkers list there of seeing the on or off call position of a person at the time. So Peter Johns has made the call, and we're going to speak to Peter. We've got the option here to hang up on Peter. Didn't like what he had to say. We can get back to him later. We can see the on-hook and off-hook capabilities all the way through here with the Cisco voicemail interaction as well. And in this case, Peter's rung me back again, and I'm going to send it to voicemail because I'm too busy to talk to him at the moment. What I can also do is select a number of people and bring them into a conference call. And while I'm in the process of doing that, you'll see under the Cisco voicemail there that Peter has left the voicemail. So I can quickly just open it up through the Cisco plugin, and I can play that through. And I can listen to what he's had to say and close it as necessary. Okay.
With SUT, you can integrate multiple telephony systems from different companies into a single unified experience. Now, for example, if I want to call Suzanne here, simply have the right mouse button on her name and say call. Now, I'm using a soft phone, so you can hear the soft phone here. Suzanne has chosen to use a hard phone or a desktop phone for her call. And we're now communicating between the desktop phone and the soft phone on my PC. Also notice here that we have the telephony awareness in the chat list, so I can tell whether a person is off hook and on a call or not. So we'll just close off this particular call. One of the great capabilities of SUT is the option to determine or to build rules on how to find out or how to locate a person. Now, rules can be set up to have the system automatically find you, you know, and instead of having, find the caller, instead of having everybody having to remember what number to call you at, let the system find out where you are. Now, these rules are based on, for example, same-time awareness. They can be based on same-time location or even on the caller ID of the person that's calling in. So, for example, here, I said that when I'm in a meeting and I'm in Orlando, I want all my calls to go to my desktop phone. So, if I go over here and just simply change to saying I'm in a meeting, notice up here it says computer. When I go to here, it now says my Cisco desktop phone, which is what I have on my environment. Now, I'll test this out in 1 second. The one thing that's interesting here is that if you remember, the same time client can read your notes calendar. So it can determine when you're in a meeting. And so when it does that, it will automatically change the status to in a meeting and automatically initiate this particular rule. Now, this is all good when you want to call the person and you know the person you want to talk to. But what happens when you're not sure who you want to talk to and you want to find some other information? Now, at the same time, we have the capability here of finding knowledgeable individuals within a community. So in this case, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to send a broadcast chat, in this case, to a community of users called BlackBerry users. And I'm just going to send a message. You know, how do you tether a BlackBerry? Right? And we'll send out this particular finish. Now, members of this community will receive a notification. The people who choose to accept the notification will automatically be joined into a multi-way chat, which is what we have right here. So we can now start to communicate and collaborate on this particular question. But you know, how many times has it been, right? You're chatting with somebody on an instant messaging environment, and sometimes it's just a whole lot better to talk to somebody. So what I have to do here is I'm in my chat window, simply select the telephone, and what this will do is automatically convert this to a three-way conference call. First of all, it's going to call me on my phone.
You are invited to a conference. To accept, push for instructions.
Okay, so now I've accepted the call. I'm the owner of the call. Now you'll see that Suzanne gets called. She's going to be asked to join in. Conrad's going to be asked to join in. And when everybody joins into the conference, we've all become active. But you know, we're talking away here, and we find out, for example, we need to talk to another person. How many people remember the key sequences on their phone now to get another person in? SUT, drag the person into the conference call, and George will automatically get that, George will automatically get the request on the back, he'll answer his call, and then he'll be into the conference. So now we're all in the conference. You know, sometimes you're at the office late. There's a conference call that, you know, somebody schedules at 5 o'clock, of course, and you got to go. Well, with the call control capability of SUT, what I can do is while I'm still in the call, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my part of the conference call and transfer it to my mobile phone. Nobody else has to know. So what will happen, my mobile phone will call. I can answer the call and continue on the conversation while the conference is still going on.
All right, that was my friend Ron, and he was very passionate about that, and I think a few people in the crowd were as well. So that was a very quick introduction to same-time unified telephony in our demonstration utilizing the Cisco plugin, but we have partnerships with Nortel and Avaya and other members as well. So with that, I'm going to now move on back to Matt. Just to continue on, I know we're conscious of time here.
Thank you. I think we're doing okay. Okay, one more towel. It was mentioned in there. It's a really tough question. What's the acronym for Same Time Unified Telephony? I saw a hand go up over there. There you go, so the one next to you. That's it. Thank you. Right. So Jeff mentioned we're working with a number of partners. As you can see here, a number of capabilities, whether it's the straight click-to-call, click-to-conference, or call management, whereby sort of pop-up box. If you're working in an office down the road and a call comes in, a pop-up box will allow you to be able to route that call however your preferred means. Soft phone integrations, a lot of partners doing a lot of things there, web conferencing, et cetera, et cetera. We also have some significant expertise within IBM through GTS, Global Technology Services, who are doing a lot of work with a lot of these partners, and they have some significant experience with that. Okay, so very briefly, we're going to have a look at Cisco, I believe.
No. Same time advanced.
Same time advanced. There we go.
No prize for you. Okay. Thanks very much, Matt. Okay, so finally here, we're going to have a look at some of the same time advanced capabilities. So I'm going to just go back one for me.
There we go.
That's all right. One more.
I'll do one more.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to look at the communities, which Ron touched on a little bit there, but we're going to go further into communities. We're going to interact with the community. And I'm going to look for a resource and maybe chat and share with that using that resource and update some activities. And then this is on the basis that I'm fairly new to the organisation and I need to gain knowledge to do my job as quickly as possible. Okay, so what we have here is a presentation, Green Initiatives presentation, and I'm a new knowledge worker in this area, and I need to find out some information on New Zealand data centres. So I'm going to utilise Same Time over on the left here. I'm going to use the broadcast communities, and I've joined a community called the Green Initiative Asia Pacific Group. When I open this up, I've got some four options here. I can send an announcement, I can use SkillTap to ask a question, I can open up a broadcast chat for members of the community, or I can have an instant poll. Now, what I'm going to do with the SkillTap here is I'm actually going to ask the team members if anyone's aware of a green data centre initiative that, you know, I can actually start to work on and get some information together on, particular to New Zealand. Now, you'll also see a button there, search FAQ for answer. So as you build up the community and you get answers to your questions, you can add those answers into the FAQ. So I could go into the FAQ to see if somebody's actually added that information now.
I'll just mention that we're going to open the door at the back, obviously for timing. We're going to just take a few more minutes, but the door will be open if you need to leave to go to another session.
If you want to change sessions, that's fine, we'll just continue the session.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, so that SkillTap has now been sent off to the group. Now, they can ignore that if they wish, but hopefully they're good team members and they can have a look at it. And if anyone's got some useful information to share with me, and as we can see, a chat's come back now from my colleague Lee. And now he's responded to my question. And he says that he's actually working on it at the moment, which is really good. So that's going to be helpful for me. So I'm going to ask him if I can have a quick look at it, so that I can work out whether the document he's working on is going to be of use to me. And hopefully Lee will respond in the positive. He's thinking about it. Yep, okay, he's going to share his screen for me. So we've got instant screen sharing capabilities within the chat. So Lee's invited me to have a look at what's on his screen. There's the invite. I can join. And there it's launched. So there's two participants, which we'd expect, which is Lee and myself. And that's the document that he's working on at the moment, the case for green data centres. So I can have a look through that and see if that's of any use to me. Back into my chat with Lee. And that was what I was after. So now I need to work out how am I going to get access to that document. I'm going to ask him, could he send me a copy? Now, he could have put it in a quicker and he could send me the link. Or in this case, I don't think he's completed the document and stored it anywhere, so he's just going to send it to me using the instant file sharing capability within Same Time. So I'm accepting that file. I can save that anywhere onto my desktop and work with that document. I have one or two final questions if I can type properly. When will I be starting the power conversions in the Wellington data centres? And Lee's telling me that in the second half of the year, that's when we're going to be doing that. Okay, so that's going to be really useful for me. Now, I want to be able to store this information for further work, and I'm going to use activities to do that. So up the top here, I'm going to add this chat transcript into my activity, which I'm a member of. As you can see there, existing activity, the Green Initiative. And it's a chat between Lee and myself. I can set different preferences within those communities so I can be advised when people update information relevant to that type of information. Okay, So that was very quickly having a look at Same Time Advanced. And what it showed to me was that for someone who was new to the organisation, I could easily get into finding out where the knowledge is stored. In a lot of cases, it's stored with individuals, and they can point me in the direction of where I need to get it. And they can validate that information that I'm after as well. So as I ask certain questions, I'll get the answers I need. And finally, what we did there was we updated the activity with what I did. Okay. Thanks very much, Matt.
Thanks, Jeff. So just to wrap up here then, Unified Communications. With this, same time, you have a market-leading platform. It's about saving money. It's about improving the responsiveness. It's about delivering expanded business value. And more, I guess most importantly, to a degree, it's about transforming the way we do business today, transforming the way we interact within our organizations, externally to partners, and to end users and customers. So with that, thank you very much. That wraps up Unified Communications and Collaboration.